It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, indeed, folks. It's another day, rise and shine. Thank the good Lord and try to be useful, will you? Yeah, I'm not just talking to you, Greg. Talking to me as well.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yep, it's now. A Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. It is 8 minutes after 6 o'clock. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Oh, so the headlines everywhere, that big, long touchdown pass from Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. You know, Hail Mary. Just a Hail Mary. Oh, so they won, right? No.
Whoops.
And then you got to read like two articles. Or you go straight to the scores. Like, okay.
Yeah.
So just in case you fell asleep like I did, the Bills beat the Jets 23-20. The Jets, you know, just, what was it, last week or earlier this week? Yeah, it was last week. Fired their coach. Yeah. So usually that doesn't help you the next game out.
No.
I mean, that affects sometimes morale, it sometimes. Does. Yeah. Sometimes you're like, ugh. Yeah. Glad to see that bozo go, but I didn't know that much about the coach. So.
Yeah.
Hey, we got a lot of local. It just seems very local. Not loco, because that's the show every day.
True.
Local.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got Pastor Chris coming in later on this morning, but also we've got things like the Department of Energy whipped out a check for $47.5 million and gave it to GRU.
Oh, I thought you were going to say give it to Ed Walarski.
That's what I was hoping. I read into it. I go, does Ed get any of this?
Is he going to share?
How can we siphon some of this off?
Can he help me with my GRU bill?
Well, you know he can do that.
Well,
little fiddle with the computer over here.
Come on,
fiddle
Ed.
With it over here.
Just move that mouse a little bit for me, will you?
Yeah, yeah, he's going to lose his well-paid gig so that you can save $100, Greg. I don't see it happening.
Okay, probably not.
Not today, anyway.
Nice try.
U.S. Department of Energy has awarded GRU a $47.5 million grant. Oh, what's this? Because they feel sorry for them for building a stupid biomass plant. Thank you very much. No, it is a grant to bolster electric grid resilience.
That sounds good.
Electric grid resilience.
Yeah,
make it strong. It's all going to be, it's all, yeah, but strong, yeah. But rubberized.
Oh,
because it's an electric grid. It's electric grid. It has to be non-ferrous material.
It's not even yet, friends. It's
non-ferrous.
Not even,
how do you like that word I used?
That's
non-ferrous.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah.
You and your mineral conversation over there.
I learned it on Netflix when they were trying to defuse a bomb.
Oh.
They used a non-ferrous spacer. And I go, I know. That's non-metallic.
You don't want to blow things. No.
All right. So anyway, this is for increased funding to community-based programs and support workforce development. The grant is part of DOE's $10.5 billion Grid Resilience and Innovation Partnerships Program, aims to increase access to affordable, reliable energy.
Now we're talking.
But why did they give it to GRE? Oh, you mean it's to help them
for it
to become affordable? I don't know. But anyway, Biden announced the grant award while touring hurricane damage in St. Pete on Sunday.
Greg Cassidy, you've saved 27 cents this month.
Wow.
On your GRU.
Yeah. See, that's why I go grocery shopping, because I always save more than that.
Yes.
You save $4.67. Uh-huh. So I save more than that, man. You better redo them BOGOs and make sure I'm not getting charged for them. Also, FDOT. I saw this and I'm like, oh, finally. So FDOT is going to host a October 15th meeting.
Okay.
For improvements to University Avenue. I'm like, yeah, you could improve it because the speed limit's like 4.
Yeah. And you got speed mountains.
Yeah. But no. It's not improvement. Well, it is improvements. It's proposed safety improvements.
So we're going to slow it down even more and throw some more bicycles in there or something.
I think you pretty much got it.
Wow.
Traffic signal adjustments, meaning red all the time. Crossing enhancement and an addition of new crossings. In other words, not enough kids cross university wherever they want with their faces buried in their phones.
Yeah.
No, they don't do that enough, so let's make more places where they won't walk.
Yeah.
Because it's actually designated for that.
Right.
Okay.
It's much easier to come out between the cars.
Addition of bicycle facility. What's a facility?
Storage? Keep it from being stolen, maybe? I don't know.
Facility? How?
So you go to the
additional map? Bike racks.
Yeah.
But bicycle facilities.
Sounds fancier. Costs more.
Median modifications. There isn't much of a median there.
Think.
Maybe they're going to make it the median bigger or probably taller. So make sure you can't drive over it.
If you make it wider, if it's at least 6 feet wide,
then you don't have to stop.
No, the air quote homeless people get to stand on them more.
Wow.
And clog things up.
Sidewalk widening. Whenever I think of a road, the first thing I think of is, well, what about the sidewalks?
Let's make them wider.
Said no one ever. Well, the average size of an American now is much larger than when it was 60, 70 years ago when they standardized maybe sidewalks. So, yeah, you got to widen the sidewalk.
Okay.
And intersection modifications. I wonder why they call it a hybrid public meeting. Hybrid. It means there'll be the public there and then represent. I mean, isn't that most meetings?
Yeah.
It's a public meeting.
Right.
But they actually call it a hybrid meeting.
Cool word.
Yeah, but it could be confused with,
yeah.
I don't have a hybrid. I guess I ain't going to that there meeting.
Mm.
I ain't got one of them.
All right.
See how local things can be?
There's so much going
crazy
on.
Local.
So much going on.
There's a presidential election going on, but you already know that.
Yeah. 3 weeks from today.
Can you believe it? 3 weeks? How would you like to just, I don't know. Well, I was going to say, like, go up in the mountains and live in a cabin, but
it
was washed away already.
Well, yeah.
No, but if you could just go on like a trip and come back, and it's all over with, and Trump wins.
Oh, man.
But what if you come back? You had this great vacation. You come back.
Oh. Or you come back locally and some of the positions that got filled are filled by the wrong people as well.
What do you mean? Like our jobs gone?
I'm not. Well, not that. No.
Oh,
that would be bad as well.
God forbid.
That would also be bad.
Hey, remember I told you how the Cowboys had one of their worst losses ever? Mm-hmm. I think I was talking about yesterday.
I'm sure they were ashamed of it.
It was 47-9. It was so bad.
How bad was it?
It was so bad they like blurred out the score on social media.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Digitally fuzzed it out, whatever.
Wow.
Like it was someone's private.
Right.
You know what I mean? This is not for everyone to see.
Wow.
Especially Jerry Jones.
Yeah.
All right. Elon Musk getting shut down in California. It wouldn't be politically related, would it? Uh-huh. Details on that and so much more, and so much local stuff coming up. And did you see that moon?
Oh, yeah.
News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste, because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hi. Welcome to another day, I say, in paradise. Indeed. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:22. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. And it's a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. And people been talking some trash about Elon because, well, he's been talking about Trump, and that's just a no-no, especially in the state of California. The California government denied a U.S. Air Force request to allow Elon Musk's SpaceX to increase its California rocket launches. And do you know why the California government denied it?
Why?
Musk's politics.
What's that got to do with anything?
Well, I think it's interesting that they don't even try to hide it. That they don't go, yeah, no, we're going to have to nix that. And then behind the scenes, they're like, yeah, he's supporting Trump. We're not going to help him.
Wow.
But they're just right out front blatant about it.
That's amazing.
Yeah. The U.S. Department of Defense and a large bipartisan coalition of lawmakers endorsed the launch expansion, with some center-left housing activists attacking the vote as no different than the California Coastal Commission's consistent denial of housing. It has nothing to do with it. The Air Force and Space Force had requested that the California Coastal Commission allow SpaceX to increase its annual permitted launches from Vandenberg Air Force Base in Santa Barbara from 36 to 50. How does California have power over what the United States Air Force would allow?
I don't get that at all.
No, I don't. I mean, look, I'm a states' rights guy, but really? Yeah.
Federal is federal.
Yeah.
Security is security, you know.
Elon Musk is hopping about the country, spewing and tweeting political falsehoods and attacking FEMA while claiming his desire to help the hurricane victims with free Starlink access to the internet, said Commissioner Gretchen Newsom at the meeting. While claiming his desire to help, no.
I think he was helping.
He absolutely has helped and offered help right away. All right? But he's hopping about the country, spewing, tweeting political falsehoods and attacking FEMA. I don't know. Well, isn't Kamala Harris running for, she's actually running for president. She's been spewing and tweeting. And by the way, tweeting anymore. It's Xing. And political falsehood. Wow. Yeah. I really appreciate the work of Space Force, said Commission Chair Carol Hart at the meeting. But here we're dealing with a company, the head of which has aggressively injected himself into the presidential race. And he's managed the company in a way that was just described by Commissioner Newsom that I find very disturbing. Aggressively injected himself into the presidential race. Haven't there been a lot of businesses, a lot of big money, a lot of PAC groups, a lot of, you know, that for the Democrats, I guess it's okay.
Well, yeah, of course. Double standard.
Yeah, I guess you're not aggressively injecting yourself into it. You're slithering into it.
I like slithering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is bizarre. We don't like Elon Musk for supporting Trump, so we're going to say no to rocket launches.
There's logic.
Okay, so let me get this straight. If you want to turn that around, what about Jeff Bezos? He's a lefty.
Oh, yeah.
How about if all the states said, no more Amazon deliveries here. Sorry.
Yeah, because we don't like his politics.
Yeah.
That would not go over well.
No, I wouldn't think it would. That is bizarre.
It really is.
I mean, it's not bizarre that they did it. It's bizarre that they are so open about saying why.
But hasn't the left gotten that way, though? I mean, they have really felt like they can just, to use their word, spew all kinds of garbage, and they don't even care anymore that they're being slithery and slimy about it.
I mean, Trump derangement syndrome.
Oh, it's everywhere. So real.
It just when you thought, it can't get any worse. They've said what they're going to say. No, it never ends. All right. You're going to love this one. University of California, San Diego, has introduced a mandatory program for all new students, regardless of their major, climate change education.
Wait a minute. Regardless of their major?
Correct.
So, I don't know. Underwater basket weaving? Climate change. Well, because you might be concerned about rising waters, I guess, in that case.
Yeah, you'd have to swim that much further from the... No, you can apply it to anything or not apply it to anything. Doesn't matter because, you're going to take that class or you're not going to graduate. It's a graduation requirement. Officially named the Jane Taranis Climate Change Education Requirement after a Scripps Institution of Oceanography professor who died in July 2022 was implementing this fall. So this is, I guess, his dying wish, right? Or her dying wish.
It's California. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not done with this one yet. Because I'm going to shorten the study length to about, 2-word answers.
Choose carefully, please.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Job security.
Don't I always?
Most of the time.
Yeah. It is 6:28, and you are listening to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it's a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling, 97.3 The Sky. Oh, it is what you make it. Let's make it a great day. Good morning. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Morning, Greg.
Good morning.
Let's pump it up, brother.
Oh, beautiful morning.
It is. It is 6:38. Did I hear something about lows in the 50s tomorrow overnight?
We are talking about some cool temps and highs like 70, 71.
That's cray, cray good.
I love it.
That's very nice. All right. Hey, some people are still big time struggling after this whole hurricane mess, the 1-2 punch and all that. Just some reminders. You know, there's going to be people banging on your door and like a FEMA inspector, which, of course, is fine. Make sure they have identification.
Yes.
All right. You're going to get some local government folks. Again, make sure that they have identification. Don't be afraid to ask questions. And, you know, when an inspector does come out, like from FEMA, they're not going to ask you for things like your Social Security number.
Right.
I mean, that should be a major red flag. They'll never ask you for money either. You know, again, it's be on your toes. But you know what? In this case, if you're listening to this show, you're pretty sharp already. I'm not just saying that. But look out for your neighbors, maybe some elderly. Make sure there's nobody in the neighborhood.
Yeah. Well, it's funny that you even bring that up, because I was talking to a couple of our GPD friends the other day at a little get-together, and the scams are out there, and they are really targeting senior citizens. It's the whole, you know, you need to move this over here and get this kind of a gift card, and man, they are out in full force right now.
Yes, be careful, and look, if you're going to have anybody work on your house, you got to make sure that they have the right insurance and stuff,
yes,
because otherwise, all of a sudden, oopsie, you know. Mm-hmm. Joe Scaboli falls off the roof. Guess whose insurance company's getting sued for that?
And they need how much up front? Really?
Yeah, right.
Who wants to buy supplies?
No. Mm. Absolutely not.
So.
Absolutely not. National Flood Insurance Program, they could send an adjuster out, make sure they have a photo ID. I mean, everybody should really, of an official capacity, should mm-hmm. have an official ID. The sad part is, yeah, with just a little bit of work and a little bit of ingenuity, a lot of people can fake a lot of stuff. So don't be afraid to ask some questions. Make sure you're communicating, if possible, with your neighbors, getting some feedback. If you feel uncomfortable, you feel weird about somebody who visited your property, get as much information as you can and call local law enforcement. Don't call the emergency line, but call.
Yeah.
And that way they can check into these things. And if there are scammers, they can root them out. And the more people that offer some assistance and help in, you know, letting law enforcement know that someone's been in their neighborhood, it makes it better for everyone. So, yeah, there's going to be a lot of people, like I said, banging on your door. Check IDs. Don't be, you know, putting out any money. And take your time. I know it's hard. It's like, oh, I want to get this fixed right now.
Yeah, but don't let impatience get to you.
No, because it's, it's a mistake you might, you know, pay for down the road. All right. So, yeah, and look out. Look out for your relatives and your neighbors. Make sure they're not getting scammed either. Okay? That is a time when you would speak up. You go, no. Mm-hmm. No, Cindy Lou, I'm not trying to tell you don't know what you're doing, but, you know, can we slow down here? And
yeah, but I got an email, and it's got the logo right there on it. It's, you know.
And I just heard Bob Rose talking about there's going to be all kinds of scams coming our way. This could be one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
All right. Speaking of scams.
Oh, no. Here we go. I'm ready. Are we ready, friends?
Climate change. Speaking of scams.
You mean man-made climate change.
Whatever they call it. Yeah. But I know at University of California, San Diego, I mentioned this earlier, it's going to be mandatory to graduate. You have to have climate change education, part of the curriculum you have to take.
That's crazy.
But here's the good news.
There's good news?
Yes, there is good news, actually. The good news is there is more than 40 approved courses that can fulfill the requirement. So it's not just one class.
Okay.
You could get, for instance, you could get indigenous approaches to climate change.
Indigenous approaches to climate change.
Yeah, they used to, they just changed the name of the class. The old class was called Rain Dance. You like that one?
Wow.
What about this one?
Oh.
Gender and climate justice. Basically, it's the synopsis is we're all going to die, not just males and females.
Wow.
Right? That way you get the whole gender thing
everyone.
In there. You see how that works?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And wow, this really came out of the development. And this they're selling it. It's like, this is so good because this came out of the DEI requirements.
Okay.
They're trying to say that's like a good thing. Hey, this came from the school's diversity, equity, and inclusion requirement implemented in 2011 that mandates all undergraduates pass at least one approved DEI class. See?
So we're combining DEI and man-made climate change.
Well, listen to what they did. They said, we took the best learnings from the DEI requirement. The best. Yep.
Wow.
You think any of those classes would be like climate change? Is it man-made? Climate change, the argument against it. Wouldn't that be like curriculum where young, expanding minds that you would want to, I don't know, open them up to the thought or the theory that perhaps it is, perhaps it isn't. Is it man-made? Do we really know?
You know what that would provide?
What?
Equity.
Really?
If you look at both sides of something, but they don't really do that, do they?
Not when it comes to agendas.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
Hey, Pastor Chris is coming by later. Tell us all about Pumpkin Patch. Buy a pumpkin, feed a child. It's a great program. And things were a little dicey with hurricanes blowing through the area, but now they are cranking it up big time. You don't want to miss out on that. Great photo op and great time with the kids. That is coming up. We've got plenty more to talk about, including our old pal, Michael Moore. Remember that?
Oh, remember he's that? Still around.
Remember that greasy, fat slob?
Oh, that, yeah.
We'll talk about him coming up on 97.3 The Sky. There's a tease for
you. That's a perfect description, though.
Bucket list? Good thing. Bucket truck in a wreck on 75? Not good.
Oh. Yeah.
It is 6:50, 10 minutes till 7 o'clock. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's also Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. Yeah, if you got caught northbound I-75 in a bunch of traffic yesterday afternoon, yep, it was a bucket truck.
Mm.
Yep. And the guy driving it,
yep,
his name was Buckethead. Go figure. No. It was operated by a 36-year-old Miami man. And apparently the bucket truck collided with a center guardrail.
Ooh.
And this happened just about a mile north of the Newberry Road exit. It blocked the northbound lanes for quite some time. The good news is, and that's why I called him Buckethead, because the operator was not injured.
Oh, good.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Good news.
Isn't that a nice nickname? Hey, Buckethead.
Yeah.
No? Saying.
Yeah.
All right. What else is going on? Filmmaker Michael Moore, remember him?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, always irritated me.
Yeah, I get that.
He is urging President Joe Biden use his final months in the White House to do what? Forcibly push through a far-left agenda, including shifting all student loan debt to American taxpayers. See, that's how it's portrayed accurately. You don't say pay off the student loans. Because that's not really what you're doing. You're shifting the student loan debt to the American taxpayers. He says, end the federal death penalty, which honestly, I didn't even know was a huge issue. It's funny how a lot of the people who hate the death penalty don't mind killing babies in the third trimester. It's like, how do you wrap your head around that?
That is ironic.
This is a heinous, murderous rapist.
Right.
Hey, you can't kill him. Here's an innocent baby.
Right.
Just like days away from going, wah!
No question.
You got no problem?
No, not at all.
Wow. What?
Yeah, we can't even say those words on the radio.
Mm. Yeah.
That's a special place for them.
I just threw up in my mouth. Excuse me.
There's a special place for them.
Yes. Oh, and by the way, halting all military aid to Israel. Not let's stop foreign entanglements, which, hey, right. I think we should. But, oh, no, it's stop all military aid to Israel. What about Ukraine? No mention of that. See how their little agendas, how weird they are? Michael Moore enumerated the items on his bucket list for Joe, which this might be another bucket truck headed for the ditch. He put this on a blog post on Saturday. It represents a change of heart for Moore, who recently urged Biden to resign the presidency in order to make Kamala Harris commander-in-chief prior to the election in November.
Hmm.
Some people are now calling you a lame duck president. But then it occurred to me today, you're not done. You've still got 100 days left in office, Moore wrote, adding that Biden could use executive orders to ram through the bucket list. Yeah. Why go through the way, you know, the nation was constitutionally designed, that the legislative branch would come up with these things and pass those or not?
Mm-hmm.
No. Why do that when you can bypass it? Now, remember, again, the same people that tell you that Trump wants to be a dictator are saying, Biden, we'd love you to use dictatorial powers to erase student debt and just heap that on top of the already existing debt the entire nation has. But by the way, this all falls right in line with the far left nutbags Marxist plans. You know that, right? To crush America under its own debt. And then it can be reborn, and there are social justice,
like
open borders, one world government.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. With a simple stroke or two of your presidential pen, you can make life better for millions of people in ways you never would have dreamed possible. Well,
oh my goodness.
How does it make life better for these people? You're adding to the American debt and putting another burden on the American taxpayer.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it. Yeah. How about a temporary feeling of, oh, that feels good to have that debt lifted off of you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. And maybe then you'll also, vote for the people that keep giving you stuff.
That would just be a coincidence, Bob.
Yeah.
But you don't believe in coincidences.
No, I don't. And ending the federal death penalty, that will make life better for people? How's that? What about the victims' families of these heinous crimes that took place?
No concern for them.
The people that were the victims. The victims.
Right.
You know, it happened to them and their family.
They don't really look at them that much.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yep. Joe Biden could leave the White House a hero. Wow. This guy, Yeah.
Choose your words carefully there, Bob Rose.
I know.
Because, that old FCC license, your employment, those kind of things. But he is a pretty much of a lowlife.
Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord.
Can we do the Lord's work?
Well, either that or we're asking the Lord, can you...
Strike him! Smite him down!
No! Can your will be done just at a faster timetable?
Oh, our will.
Say it really fast, it's not blasphemous.
Can our will be done? I don't know.
Love all, serve all.
Uh-huh.
Dear Lord, help us. We've got a lot more coming up on 97.3 The Sky. Hang on.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.